Jealousy and envy is the title of my message. When I was young, we lived out at my grandparents' farm, and our cousins from Lewis would come over and hang out with us. We'd have a pretty good time. And they would tell us about our other cousins in Lewis, and they'd tell them about us. Well, one day, our parents told us that we would be moving to Lewis. And they told all their cousins that we'd be coming, and that seemed to be okay, except for one cousin. He apparently didn't like that they would go to our farm and hang out with us. He thought that was taking time away from him. Well, I was looking forward to it because I felt like I had a bunch of built-in friends already there. Well, we moved to Lewis in August, just before school started. And by December, we had our Christmas program. Well, my cousin and I, the one who wasn't happy that I moved there, were standing outside the school. I don't remember the conversation or even why we were there. I just know that he grabbed my tie and ran down the steps and stuffed it in a snowbank. Well, me being the well-behaved, good German Iowa boy that I was, I waited until he got to the top of the steps, and I punched him in the mouth. Right after I did that, I saw our teacher out of the corner of my eye. And I thought, oh, great. I'm in trouble now because she saw everything. So I went down the steps, grabbed my tie from the snowbank, started brushing it off. And the teacher walked right by me and goes up the steps and grabs my cousin by the back of the neck, dragging him inside the school. I didn't know what to think. And as she's doing this, he's yelling, but he hit me. She goes, yes, and you deserved it. I thought she did see everything. And when I realized I wasn't in trouble, I regretted only hitting him once. Well, we get along great now. I mean, we're on Facebook. We must be friends. And it wasn't long after that that we became pretty good friends. And he was just jealous because he thought I'd be coming in and taking time away from our other cousins. Well, we hear about jealousy all the time. You know, you hear people talk about the rich, that they're only rich because they took from the poor. And they can't really admit that maybe it's just hard work that got them there. Amen. Well, a lot of people have that attitude to rip off the rich because, you know, they didn't earn that money anyway. We keep hearing this in our political climate today. I don't know how long ago it was, but I remember on the radio, the Church of England said that it was a sin to steal against mom and pop stores, but it was okay to steal from big chain stores. So I'm not really sure what their thinking was there, but well, as far as saying that the rich need to pay their fair share, I mean, some states tax up to 70% of their earnings. And of course, God just says 10%. Is good and fair. And that's across the board. Everyone pays 10%, so it is totally fair. It's just human nature to be jealous, such as when somebody gets a promotion that you don't feel is deserved. But did you know that jealousy really started before mankind was created, when Satan took a third of the angels? Some people say it was because he is jealous that God is going to make a puny human and someday be over the angels. Well, let's look at some jealous examples from the Bible. If you'll turn to Genesis 4, 1 through 5. Genesis 4, 1 through 5. In verse 1, now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord. Then she bore again, this time, his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering. Verse 5, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. I mean, we don't know much about them, how they got along as brothers, but you have to suspect it started when Cain's offering wasn't accepted. And in verse 8, it says, now Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. So this jealousy led to hatred and then to murder. You don't need to turn there, but Genesis 37, 3 through 11, is another example. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all of his children, because he was a son of his old age. Also he made a tunic of many colors. Verse 4, but when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all of his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. Now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. So he said to them, please hear this dream which I have dreamed. Verse 7, there we were, binding sheaves in the field. Then behold, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And indeed, your sheaves stood all around and bowed down to my sheaf. Now they didn't like him anyway, and then here he's telling the story that they're going to be bowing down to him. And his brother said to him, shall you indeed reign over us? Or shall you indeed have dominion over us? So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words. In verse 9, then he dreamed still another dream and told it to his brothers and said, look, I've dreamed another dream. And this time the sun, the moon, and 11 stars bow down to me. So he told it to his father and his brothers, and his fathers rebuked him and said to him, what is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall your mother and I and your brothers indeed come to bow down to the earth before you? And his brothers envied him, but his father kept the matter in mind. His brothers' jealousy and hatred just went from bad to worse. Now in verses 23 and 4, so it came to pass when Joseph had come to his brothers that they stripped Joseph of his tunic, the tunic of many colors that was on him. Then they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it. Then Midianite traders passed by, so the brothers pulled Joseph up and pulled him out of the pit and sold him to the Ishmaelites for 20 shekels of silver, and they took Joseph to Egypt. In verse 29, then Reuben returned to the pit, and indeed Joseph was not in the pit, and he tore his clothes, and he returned to his brothers and said, the lad is no more, and I, where shall I go? So they took Joseph's tunic, killed the kid of the goats, and dipped the tunic in blood. Then they sent the tunic of many colors, and they brought it to their father and said, we have found this. Do you know, is it your son's tunic or not? So they let their father believe that his son was dead. Now we have another example, and you don't need to turn there either, but 1 Samuel 18:7. So the women sang as they danced and said, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s. Well, in verse 8, Saul was very angry at this, and the saying displeased him, and he said, they have ascribed to David 10,000s, and to me they have ascribed only thousands. Now what more can he have but the kingdom? So now he's afraid David's going to be put higher than him. So Saul eyed David from that day forward. In verse 10, and it happened on the next day that the distressing spirit from God came upon Saul, and he prophesied inside the house. So David played music in his hand, as at other times. But there was a spear in Saul's hand, and Saul cast the spear, for he said, I will pin David to the wall. But David escaped his presence twice. So Saul was jealous of David because he'd become popular with the people. These examples are all of jealousy caused by envy. Satan wanted to take over the throne of God. Cain wanted the acceptance that Abel was getting, Joseph's brothers felt slighted by their own father. Saul did not like David getting the attention he once had. This type of jealousy can cause us to do many foolish things. If you'll turn to Proverbs 14, verse 30. Proverbs 14 and verse 30. It says, a sound heart is life to the body, but envy is rottenness to the bones. So it just shows there that we shouldn't have that envy or jealousy in us. And another scripture to turn to is 1 Corinthians 3, verse 3. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 3. For you are still carnal, for where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, you are not carnal and behaving like mere men. As in a question, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? So, if you let jealousy and envy rule your heart, you will react in the ways that you will regret. You must stay humble, not let jealousy and envy rule us. Learn the lessons from those who came before us, and not let jealousy and envy be a part of your life.